Yo, welcome to Cartel Radio. We in the building. Killa B, I'm your host, you know what I'm saying? We got Logic Divine. We got B's all on the air, you know what I'm saying? What it do? Make sure y'all
hold
subscribe
up, we on
to
now?
Cartel.
Yo.
Yeah, y'all good, my bad. You know, I'm high blowing that stupid loud, my bad, man. I'm an AZ blowing.
We back.
But yeah, man, first of all, man, make sure y'all subscribe to Syndicate Cartel on YouTube. In case y'all don't catch the show, we're going to drop it on the YouTube channel. And join the Black Ice Facebook battle group. You know what I'm saying? Follow the official post if you're trying to be heard, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? B's, anybody on the post right now?
Yeah, no, I don't see nobody. Let me go to it. Let me go back to it, rather. But what up, y'all? We live, baby.
What up, man? I see
everybody
Sparks on that motherfucker, man.
Somebody,
shout out Sparks, you know what I'm saying?
Sack a bitch, whatever.
Yeah, man. We're getting the shit pocket Cartel Radio back, man.
You got to call.
Yeah, man, motherfuckers on deck. Call the number, man. Call the fucking number. Post on the page, man. Tell them niggas they got to call the number. Somebody on, man. 414-458, what it do. They on. I see them, you know what I'm saying?
347.
Somebody tag somebody.
884-8170. Oh, we all lit as fuck.
Facts.
This is funny.
Somebody said post a number. The number is on the post that you niggas commented on.
I just did. And you know what, too? They also used to a link. People also used to a link because somebody said where the link at. So I don't know if niggas listening on their computer.
Only one person said that shit. Only one person.
You motherfuckers better get phones.
Yeah, man.
How many 414
we
got on?
Okay, man. Shout out 414-803, man. You know what I'm saying? They listening. What it do? She's already on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Niggas comment your names on the official post, too, so we can know who y'all numbers is and shit. You know what I'm saying?
How many on here? How many 414s on here? Or how many people we got on here before we get to talking our shit?
We got two. You know what I'm saying, right now? We got two right now.
Is they both
Danny
414?
Danny Myers on deck, too. You know, yeah, they both 414. Danny Myers on deck. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, we got to do it, like, live. You know how niggas get on live and be like, wait, let me get my numbers up first before we get to talking.
Yeah, this shit getting posted.
Bullshit.
I
guess. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers gotta get
it. We fucking back though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Cartel
man,
Radio
we back, man.
Break.
Cartel Radio, man. We is definitely back, man. Back.
Yeah,
back,
man. Don't be acting all shy now. We were just talking.
Shout out to
all that
shit. Shout out to John.
Hey, but yeah, man. No, because I'm trying to
go ahead,
Logic.
Shout out to John. Black Ice. You know what I'm saying? Real Midwest innovators. You know what I'm saying? The ghost set,
yeah,
and
man,
shit. Y'all know
rock out on our
y'all know
shit,
what the
man.
Fuck it. Hey. Y'all know the fuck. Shout out to Streets. Shout out to the original Cartel Radio host. You know what I'm saying? Streets, Cat Boy.
Yeah, shout out to the old Cartel Radio, man. In case you niggas didn't know, man, Cartel Radio used to be lit as a bitch like 4 years ago, man. Shout out to Cat Boy, Honey K, Kevin Benson, you know what I'm saying? Black Ice. They had this shit lit. But we rebirthing this shit. We about to get it right back cracking where they motherfucking left off at. You
back.
Know what I'm saying? You know,
Canoopy
and
Westness.
We got,
did I say it right?
Basically, man, we about to put on for the Midwest, man. We about to be the new voice for the Midwest because, you know, they be kind of fronting on the game a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to every coach, though, but y'all know how they be trying to play the Midwest short a little bit. You know what I'm saying? No bullshit.
Right, we got hitters.
But shit, facts. It's definitely a new Midwest movement going on around this bitch. No bullshit.
Right, because y'all acting shy right now. Y'all show was just talking
to
y'all hoodlum gang like 5 minutes ago.
I'm watching the lines and shit. I'm trying to see who all on this bitch.
Hey, shout out to hoodlum. That's my light skin
right,
cousin.
Yeah.
What up, fool?
I need, yeah. Hey,
but fuck
yeah,
that, though.
I need to get here.
Yeah.
We need to get gang on here.
Shit, man. So about this new Midwest movement, man. So shit, like who up and coming? Like who we got as far as up and coming killers? Like who on y'all list?
Shit,
we gonna do everybody.
Shit, the whole Midwest.
Shit.
The whole Midwest.
Yeah.
Y'all can go. Y'all opinions more.
Shit, man.
Mine.
Of course, motherfuckers. I got motherfuckers like I could start off with Milwaukee niggas, man. I got niggas like Bankhead, LL Cool G and shit, KD, Mega, True Folk, of course, Flash Bros type shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like King, Ape and shit, you know what I'm saying? Them the type of niggas I feel they be holding it down. They go state to state. They crush shit where they go, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere they go.
Facts. Well, first and foremost, Logic Divine, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Then secondly, Logic Divine. Nah, but for real though, like outside of the gang, you know what I'm saying? Outside of Showstopper, you know what I'm saying? Killer B, KD, the example, you know what I'm saying? All these bar heavy motherfuckers, you know what I mean? The whole gang, shout out to y'all. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah, y'all gotta do y'all's outside of body gang, just so you know, because there's a lot of niggas.
Yeah, you know,
in
niggas
the Midwest.
Like, you know, I'm biased as fuck, but I'm gonna keep it neutral. But
likewise.
True foe, like definitely true foe. Shout out to bro just did. I think he was the first you know what I'm saying, Chicago nigga to break through on We Go Hard. If I'm not mistaken, so shout out to him. Y'all check it out. True foe. Fire. Shit, I got
Verse Harlem Green. He smokes Harlem Green shit.
Yeah, facts. I got Spence J. Like, he a fucking animal. He definitely in my top three for Wisconsin, hands down.
Yeah, niggas don't know about Spence.
Right, y'all go check his shit out. Verse Shadow. Shout out to Shadow. That was on Cartel too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
Hey, what y'all know about Black Gemini though? That nigga fire.
Oh, yeah, gang. You know what I'm saying? Black Gemini, that nigga dope.
Everybody, yeah, you know, that was a plus. Hey, that nigga Illa, man. I fuck with Illa, too, man. It's a lot of niggas that been doing their thing for a minute, putting it down, ain't getting no PGs, ain't really getting no. Shout out to the nigga that is, you know what I'm saying? We got plenty of niggas cooking. Cool G, thank
you.
Jay Lopez.
Can you please post a link for these niggas? Because they is tripping about this link. Like, who actually sit on their laptop with the link? You got Wi-Fi, call in like I'm doing and be on your Wi-Fi, fam. What's the problem?
Type shit. Like, I ain't even know,
man.
I'm going to keep GAS. That's who asking now.
Nerdy ass niggas, man. What nerdy ass nigga want to?
Oh, no, this ain't no nerd. This is GA.
Type the number in. Like, what the fuck is hard about that?
Shut up. That nigga don't know how to use a phone and shit. You don't know how to use a smartphone.
These niggas be extra smart on the post and shit, but can't work a fucking phone. That shit.
He said, and I got unlimited data. Your point? Come on, fam.
Hey,
call in.
Hey, but on some Midwest shit though, is it just me though, or do y'all feel like it's hard as a bitch to like try to break through the doors and shit?
To break through?
Main stage,
like, it's different.
Shit.
Like, you know,
I think y'all should start with Milwaukee. Like, we got to start with Milwaukee because there's a lot of shit going on in Milwaukee that people know about and don't know about or they done heard. So, you know, we
like
want to jump into all
like
these topics.
That shit out there. You know, I be low.
You know,
the gang,
nigga, you ain't low. You just went to Phoenix. You know what the fuck going on. It's a gang. He's trying to be modest as fuck. But you know it's a gang shit. You know you in body gang, Hoodlum gang. Not shout out to Hoodlum gang. You know, but it's a rivalry there.
Yeah, man. We want to bring out. We gonna bring them all. We gonna bring them all one of these days. Soon.
No, hopefully Hood or somebody call us now. But
hey,
you know, y'all know Milwaukee and itself has a crab in a barrel mentality. So it's just natural for that shit to transfer over into battle rap.
Hey, as a body gang spokesman, I'm gonna say that. Ain't no real rivalry and shit. It's the people making it a rivalry on the low. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? We fuck with them niggas. And we keep it rap too. So, you know what I'm saying? We make it fun and shit. You know what I'm saying? Profitable and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
shout out to
Hillman
Gang.
Listen, Linda. Example said everybody don't want to call in. Some people want to pull it up on their computers and iPods. So, can you post that link? For people,
okay.
I didn't know that many all people right. use the link. My bad, y'all. Like, I was talking to the
yeah,
dozen, but I never used the link.
I didn't even learn how to, you know what I'm saying, do the link shit because I couldn't.
You could talk, but just go on your email or whatever. It should be somewhere. Wherever
no,
you got
could,
the confirmation
yeah, we good
from
you.
When
you
did it.
I just did it. I put a poster right now, man, for you computer savvy ass niggas.
Example,
niggas trying to
on the whole queue for 10 minutes. Fuck us.
Man, these niggas wild. But for real though,
man, y'all like, niggas blowing me, man. But we gonna move on, man. If y'all can't, man, listen, y'all gonna catch that shit when it drop on YouTube, man. We ain't got time.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what. Subscribe to the Syndicate Cartel on YouTube for you computer savvy ass niggas that don't get it together, man. This shit is drop on the YouTube channel too. You know what I mean?
Hey, this for the niggas who use Twitter. We ain't got time for all that link shit. This for the niggas who use Twitter. It's the first show. Players fuck up too.
So back to what you brought up, B, is like, yeah, like it ain't no real rival. It's competition, like, you know, and that's what we need, just healthy competition. And shout out to Mike G too, like I've been hearing some good things too. He just smoked Tone Montana. Like, you know, shout out to that nigga.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, we keep it wrapped. We just gonna go run through shit. I'm battling Lopez next. I'm about to run through their little squad. You know what I'm saying? Easy money. No, I'm talking shit. It's gonna be easy though. But shit,
back to your question, Killer. Like, you know, like I feel like, you know, it's harder for the Midwest than it is, you know, the East and even the West. You know what I'm saying? Like, the West, they got a lot of shit going on. You know, out East, they got, you know,
bro,
so hard.
I noticed how, like, on the West Coast, the niggas who like, decide who get the PGs and shit, the West Coast niggas. And the niggas on the South, you know what I'm saying, they be like the South nigga, or in the East, they be East. But in the Midwest, they be like New York niggas or North or some shit like that. Like, why can't be a Midwest nigga that got the straight through plug that put niggas
right,
on
the
like
gatekeeper
that?
Type shit.
I mean, shout out to Cartel. We put on hard, like, they should get Cartel players some shit. You know what I mean?
That's what I was talking about you, Killer. Go ahead, Logic. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I was gonna ask, like, how much value do y'all put on URL, like? Cause niggas, like, you know, cause niggas chase URL heavy. Like, is it? Cause I see the Splash Bros, you know what I'm saying, Bankhead niggas like this, you know, doing their thing. Like, even before the you know, URL, the co-sign with Bankhead and, you know, the PGs and shit. Like, he was doing this thing. So do y'all feel like it's a must to hit URL, or you know what I'm saying? Can you just do your thing?
Me personally, I just feel like I just want to grace every stage that's Killer and Popping. You know what I'm saying? URL is one of them and shit. If I wasn't Cartel, I would be wanting a Cartel. If I was URL and I wanted Cartel, I'd be wanting a Cartel back type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think when you first start, that's a goal. That's like a goal, you know, like to go to the NBA.
Yeah,
because the URL is like NBA. And that was also, I was going to say, about Mike G and even y'all too, Killer, you and Show, like, y'all all was underdogs. And, like, Logic, you an underdog right now, but I kind of feel like that's by choice. You know what I'm saying? Not by choice, but by just the amount of battles that you do and don't take. You don't take a lot of battles. But, like, Mike G, like, I couldn't stand Mike G. And he knew that. I'm like, you know, like, what the fuck is going
man,
on? Like, he was really like,
trash.
he was like the Milwaukee shit, I swear to God, but I wouldn't say it openly because I would never discourage niggas. I don't discourage niggas. Like, I'm a fan. That's damn near my title. I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? A supporter before anything. I've been around for a long time, but, like, I support niggas. And if you trying to do it, do it. That take courage to get up there, even if you spit some bullshit. But Mike G, like, nigga, he had, except for Killer, you know, Killer, you know, 30 them. But you know what I'm saying?
I like Mike G,
And Vaughn, you know, Vaughn won. But, you know, we ain't going to talk about that because the footage ain't out. So that's going to be a whole nother show, a whole nother 2 hours. So on Mike G, y'all know how he is. But, like, the underdogs, you know what I'm saying? When niggas come out, he nigga, if you have a debatable with niggas who saying they the top or they this or they that, nigga, oh, you great. I fuck with you. You know, and it ain't even on no funny shit. Like, I fuck with Mike G. I've been fuck with, you know, Body Gang Killer being Show because niggas, you know, niggas, you come out, niggas will doubt you. You know, they've been out, they got experience or whatever. So, whatever y'all was saying about the URL and, you know, is that like the top stage? Like, no, Cartel ain't stay. You know, niggas, the same way niggas want to get on URL is the same way they want to get on Cartel.
Fact.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Fact.
If I wasn't,
no,
like I said,
like,
if I was
like,
a lot of look at it, the main stage.
I feel like instead of like running a URL, like people can make their own league, bring their own league to that level. Shit, because cartel is like the URL of the Midwest. Shit.
Is it any more Milwaukee numbers on? Because I'm trying to see if these niggas called in or
plenty,
they actually threw away from his link.
Plenty of motherfuckers.
Okay.
Shout out 414-248. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. It's plenty of motherfuckers. Shout out 419-513-576-28. Shout out 414-460
on there? Because if they not, I'm going to go slap them. Is 414-460 on there?
Nope. Go slap their ass right them. Now because they ain't on here.
Yep. I'm on that. Let me mute this phone. do y'all wanna like, I know we had a whole agenda or whatever, but do y'all wanna like switch it up and let somebody like just get on and, you know, say anything or say something about, you know, how they feel about what we talking about or how they feel about Cartel Radio being back? Like, it's up to you, Killer. But
facts, yeah.
But we can talk our shit all day.
Man, niggas comment on the post. Who on the post?
Example said the PPV nigga trying to get on. I don't know.
Matter of fact, press one if you wanna get on the line. Press one. And then I could kill you.
Yeah,
in.
And I think that's what example did.
Press
he
one
had,
if you
he
get
said,
on the
I
line.
Think that's what he meant about the host queue. Because I thought he was jacking. I'm like, nigga, I was only on hold for 20 seconds, but let me see. I'm gonna tag him and tell him to tell dude.
Okay. Hold on, I got it. Hold on, man. I'm gonna put. I think this example 414-458. Man, you finna be on the line. What it do?
That sound like him.
Yeah, man.
What it do?
Say,
you
fuck
on the
logic.
Line.
I just want to say fuck logic. I'm a 6%er.
Man, listen.
Pull up. You know what I'm saying? 6%er.
Fuck body gang. Fuck them niggas.
I'm saying they said red bird can't fly in the blue sky. Hey, don't put no six in this shit. I see what you're doing. You ain't flipped. this shit finna be cracking though. Shout out to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got shit popping. It's a lot of motherfuckers tagging me that ain't in the group. I just added them to the group and shit. And I'm telling them how to press the one to get in the queue and all that. But yeah, I'm gonna
My bad example. We forgot to shout you out on them whack bars. Like, we probably need that shit tonight. You ready for it or?
Oh yeah, man. We gonna have not tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let example do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Not tonight. We still
got
Danny Myers
coming through. OG Body Gang, original Cartel.
Coming through.
Oh yeah, I'm scouting though. All the not so hot bars and all that, I will be scouting. I've been watching a lot of new battles.
Hey,
I know you ain't gonna hold no punches. That's what I'm gonna be laughing my ass off. Man, I heard a name be mentioned and shouted out that I wanna put some whack bars out on, but I'm gonna be quiet until it's that time.
Be the fuck quiet. Go on somewhere with that crab in the barrel mentality. It's a new Midwest. We keep our booty at home.
Thanks, Cartel Radio. Shit, y'all can take another caller. I'm just tuned in. I'm at work. I don't get off till 9:30, so I'm on this motherfucker though.
All right, you, bro. You still on the air though, my nigga. I'm finna bring in little homie. Shit, 419-513. I think it is. You on the air? 419-513. What's radio?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes,
we can hear you. It's Prophecy right here, man. What's happening?
This who?
Casey Kickara.
Yeah.
Oh, little homie. What's up, man?
What it do, man? The body gun,
yeah,
homie. What's up?
Yeah, holding it down. He holding it down for the light skin body gang division. My boy.
You stupid.
Still in high school, bro.
Yeah. Huh?
What's good, man? What's the word? What you got going? What's the word?
Not much. June 8th, Battle in Tall Tale, out in Denver, Colorado. Me and class are flying out there. We've never been anywhere else.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, shout out
to
EBL.
That shit. Man, is it going to catch your body or what, man? That's all we concerned with, man.
Bro, it's three rounds.
Matter of fact, I'll be seeing you on the page popping shit at Mike G, man. What's up with that shit? Yo, Mike G, man, what's good?
I don't know. I heard you guys talking about Mike G earlier. I was gonna say something. I don't have any beef with Mike G, but I commented or I posted something and I tagged Norbs, and I don't know if this was it, but he'd been talking shit, and he was telling me he's just like, you'll die. Like, I'm like, bro, I don't even want to battle you yet. Like, he's saying if I go anywhere near him, I'm dead. I'm like, I'm still,
hey, man,
I'm
listen,
still,
hey.
Huh?
The performance, but
yeah,
it's
I don't
know. Game, man. We on Hilly, man.
I did tell him though. I was like, if I battled you, I need a step ladder, bro. You're tall.
Hey, okay, hold on, man. All right, for sure, my nigga. Hey, do your thing, bro. I'm about to put somebody else on the line, my nigga. Keep holding it down, man, and do your thing at your next battles and shit.
What a homie.
Hey, 414. Hey, I'm about to put somebody else on the line right quick until Danny Myers hit us up. 414-803, what it do? 414-803.
You funny as hell.
What's poppin'?
Yo, what's happening, man?
I've
been talking to
you since
the motherfucking film, man.
What's happening, Ali? What's poppin', my nigga? What it do, though?
She said, what? I said, Stacks TV. Alex, don't shoot. Just shoot the film. Cocktail videographer in the building, nigga.
Okay.
Hey,
what's going on? I ain't hear you.
I've been trying to have y'all add me for about 20 minutes. I didn't finish fast. I'll start pulling up on niggas, man.
Hey, nigga, listen. When you call me, it's to call in to listen. That don't mean you're going to be on.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's like, how the fuck I get in? He like, press one, ain't shit happening. I'm like, I'm talking to myself, fuck it, I'm just going to listen.
No, you automatically get in if you press one, that's just letting me know you want to get in. Not like I can see your
example,
name.
Send me up. I'm on the grocery store like, Alex, don't shoot, just shoot the motherfucking film cocktail.
Hey, Alex, what's the best cartel battle that you ever shot? That you seen live while you were shooting?
Ooh, that's a hard one right there, dog. The hardest one? I can't do a top three. I gotta do my favorite one. Man, I ain't finna front my shit. I think my favorite one is Coffee versus Vixen.
We know why. Don't ask them why.
It ain't even about because it's a big show.
Like, okay,
they be crazy.
Okay.
For a female to have bars, for both the females have bars like that, I got to get both of them the heads up.
Yep.
Like, for females, bro.
Who you got winning, though?
Vixen, nigga.
Yeah, that was one of the best battles of the night.
I was trying to see something.
It was a hard choice. It took me a long time to decide, though. I ain't decide that first night. I had to watch that. I watched that battle like 20 times. I'm not bullshit. It had to take me some time to decide who won. But I think Vixen took it overall, bro. But it wasn't about much to me, in my opinion.
But yeah, I got Vixen. Yeah, it was a close battle.
I got Vixen, too.
I got Vixen, but it was super fucking close because Coffee came for her ass.
Yeah, Coffee, that little shit was great.
My boy,
that little shit was
right. Hey, all right, good looking out. I might stay on the line, bro. I might pull you back in and shit. I'm finna get some more motherfuckers on the line.
All right, do your thing.
But, yeah, man, motherfuckers tuning in. Shout out 317-438. Hey, I'm for the 414-722, man. I'm for to put you in the game.
Yeah,
you
on
the air, bro.
Yeah. What it do, what y'all? This your boy. Cedric Ivory, nigga. What it do?
Well, I'm popping, my nigga.
Cedric Ivory.
Cartel Radio, nigga. Body gang, nigga.
Let's go.
What's
good with y'all, man? I see y'all live in this motherfucker. I'm listening.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. What's up? That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. Y'all turning up, man. I really like what you niggas doing, man. Keep that shit going. How long?
Hey,
y'all going to
get
the
better.
How often y'all going to be doing this, man?
Pull up.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. Yeah, that's one of my favorite battles, man. Danny Myers and Bankhead, you know, on Cartel. That's one of my favorite joints.
Hold on. You ain't here to speak to the God? That's crazy.
Who, Logic?
Yeah.
Who is Logic?
Nah, what's up,
man?
Nigga?
Listen, King.
Nah, I said, what's up, King? How you feeling?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. So do I get some free little, you know, merchandise and shit?
Hey, you know what? I'm looking to, you know, start sponsoring in a minute, man, you know, for this new summer season, man. I'm about to find some cats. You know, I got a couple of y'all under my radar. You know, I'm be throwing y'all some stuff.
Man, tell them what you do, man. Tell them what you
do.
Tell them what you do. Tell them that merch, man.
Well, you know, I'm a man of many, man. So, I mean, it all depends on what y'all want to know, you know. I'm the shirt man. If you see any merchandise
yeah,
out here,
shirts, man,
you get my, some Hoodlum Gang. You might see some Hoodlum Gang merch. You might see some bang hair merch. You might see some body gang merch.
Body gang
example too. Merch.
Yeah,
I do all the merch. I do merch.
Roadblock,
man.
Roadblock
merch,
apparel man. Though. Roadblock. Apparel coming soon.
Hey, we can set that up, man. Roadblock apparel, all that shit.
Exactly.
I fuck with all the leagues, man. Anybody I do business with, man. I love the whole Battle Rock community. Y'all niggas, you know, some real niggas, man. I fuck with everybody. You know. But if anybody needs any merch, man,
money.
Y'all just get at me, man. Hit me on, you know, hit me and I'll drop some shit for y'all. Put y'all together. Let's get some money together, man. For real. That's how I look at it.
Oh, yeah, of course. You already know. We just already But shit, man, thanks for calling, man. And keep listening, too, bro. I might pull you back
in. Yeah,
I'm just waiting for Danny Myers. You know? Yeah, man, I'm just waiting for Danny Myers. Hey, 567-328. 567-328. You
what the
air
fuck is that
poppy.
Show number? What is that?
Shout out to shout out to
no, that ain't my number.
Prestige.
That's the area code and the first three numbers.
My bad.
You on the
my
air?
Bad.
What's up? Am I in here?
Yeah, you in this bitch? What's poppin'? Cartel Radio. What's good? Who this?
Hey, bro, it's Class President. What's up?
What's good? Body Gang. See, this is the Body Gang member.
Hey, yeah.
Knowing about. Yeah, where you
hey,
from,
speaking
man?
Of
yeah,
merch,
y'all thought the whole gang. Y'all thought the whole gang had melanin. Nah.
That's bad.
This the Ivy League. Tell them niggas where
you
from.
Oh yeah. Turn on too many lights, I'm gonna get sunburned, bro.
Where you from, bro?
That,
he said what?
What's up?
What's the deal, man? Talk your shit. What's your favorite cartel? Man?
Hey, bro, I'm going to Denver. Prophecy was on here earlier. I'm going to Denver, Colorado, June 8th. Same card. Don Marino is gonna be on that card. That's what I'm hyped for. But I'm more hyped because I'm battling this dude, Mind 5, and honestly, I'm not even playing. Like I've watched everything that this guy's got. He's fucking trash, and he thinks that he's going to body me. So I'm willing to I told him I'll put up any amount of money up to $400, and I'd be willing to up that because at that point I'm just making money. But, like, I would even just, like, if he got a round, if he got one single round that night, I'll pay him, like, a certain amount of money. Like, I don't even care. And I'm not even playing. Normally, I'm not this confident with shit. But like, it's time to separate like the people who are serious about rapping and like I've watched a lot of battles on UBO. You know, I'm not gonna add anybody on Cartel. But like,
why?
I've seen a lot of people that just aren't serious about it. They don't seem like they are, and they don't show it. And I'm about to show it. So.
Yeah.
Killer
B,
even
you
heard my shit yesterday, bro.
Yeah, I let a shot off. I have to let a shout off behind that, man. Body Gang.
That's fact.
It's a
body gang
right here.
Yeah,
I ain't going to say nothing,
bro.
Though.
I need some
merch. Yeah, man. Motherfuckers want to talk their shit, so stay on the line, Class President. I'm for the thanks for calling this shit. Stay on the line. I'm for the let these other motherfuckers
bet,
talk their shit
bet.
So Danny Myers come through. Yep.
Bet. Hey.
Hey.
So is Danny not on
seven.
Yet, too?
No. That nigga, I don't know what he's doing. Oh, yeah. Oh, he said he called it now.
I'll keep his time. It's 8:30.
Pick up Danny. Hey, man. Introducing motherfucking Danny Myers, man. We got this man in the building and shit. 951-423. The dude, Danny Myers. What's poppin'?
What's good, y'all? What's poppin'?
What is poppin',
man?
What is
Cartel Radio.
Our God.
Somebody got to say it like
Cartel Ho, what's poppin', nigga?
Cartel Ho, what's going on?
Yeah, man. Hey,
word.
We doing your thing, bro. We seen you do your thing with Matt Power, and that's motherfucker talk about classic and shit.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying? That's.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man. I knew me and Mac was gonna be fire, but I didn't know it was gonna be that fire. Like I didn't know it was gonna be a classic, bro.
Man, dog, that was like the best back to back punchline battle, like my top favorite ever type shit.
Damn, man, that means a lot, man. After the battle, I feel like, damn, man, is this up there with Nitty and Av? Like, damn, nigga, did we just, like, damn, what we did right now, bro?
I definitely got y'all above that one. That's like number two now and shit in my facts.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, shit. But how you feel about the Midwest? You know what I'm saying? We see you be passing through this bitch. We see the battle with Bankhead. You put on a Cartel Classic with Bankhead. You know? So
right.
On these parts, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about the Midwest right now? The new Midwest.
Man, the new Midwest got so many new gunners, man. That it's like this is the time for them to really just make all the moves that they gotta do in terms of being in that public spotlight. So, you know, and I know it's a lot of new talent on the Midwest. You know, it's just like the old Midwest. You know, you got the usual names like the Big T, the Verb, Hitman, B-Magic, JC.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like you got Young Cannon, Big Cannon. They've been holding it down for the Midwest. Calico. Like, I got like 10 niggas that been staples in battle rap, but it's like, I don't think battle rap necessarily even sees what's coming. I don't even know if they see the resurgence of the Midwest. But I see it. I'm watching.
Yeah, a lot of talent. Logical's chopping it up, I'm saying, and a lot of people in the Midwest, we feel like it's kind of difficult to try to get on that main stage in the Midwest. I mean, you from the West. That is, you know, and we know it's kind of hard to get to the main stage from there, too. Like, how was that shit for you? Was it hard, or like you had to know the right people, or like, because we feel like it's
I think honestly though, the talent gonna get you to where you need to be, and the crazy part about that is sometimes you can have all the talent, but then the relationship with certain people might not be right, and then that can really hold somebody back from getting to where they're really supposed to be at. Because there's a lot of dudes that's very talented. They got the passion to do it. But it'd be like people management skills and things of that nature that come into play that prevents a lot of the new guys from reaching the top. And that's why they be saying it'd be a lot of politics behind certain niggas getting on. You know what I'm saying? And the truth is, a lot of the best talent ain't old. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit that the niggas that's getting pushed in our face, them ain't always the most talented niggas. They just all, you know, the machine behind them. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that go on behind the scene that the people don't know about.
You don't know how 100 that is.
Yeah. Like, what's your route, though? You under a URL contract or what? Because we know URL don't be letting their people's battle on Cartel type shit.
Danny ain't no URL nigga. Is you?
Nah, I'm not URL MC. I'm booked for some battles. But I don't think I was like, associated with just any one brand, because when I came out on AHAT, you know, that's my home league. So like, all right, I came from a league that it had a lot of subscribers at that time too, but they never was taken serious. You know, it was all like joke rappers and things of that nature. And so,
yeah,
because
one of the issues in the culture is Danny not being on URL like he needs to be, because he's so bar heavy and like, why is he not like? So yeah, URL ain't his home league.
And that's why I mentioned that because it's like, yeah, Danny Myers, like, you the person that made me kind of have an eye on the West, even though the West been popping, but like, you know, with Smack type feel and the new era, hella bars, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you pioneer that. Like, DC come behind you in my book. know
right.
I'm up there
Absolutely.
Party, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I paved the way for this whole new West, you know what I'm saying? Like, for some, you know, me and Nitty, we got on and just kind of blazed a trail. So now you got B-Dot, you got Young Grizz, you got Saint, you got Nick, you got Geechee Gotti, and, you know, we just kind of opened up the doors for them. And now my thing is with the Midwest, who is going to be that person to get, you know, the new Midwest, like, fully exposed to the masses? Who's blazing the trail now? You see what I'm saying? Because realistically, let's get real, but we already talked about the other big names from the Midwest. We already talked about them. Now, who is the face of the new Midwest? That's what I need. I'm asking y'all.
I feel like we just named a few people earlier. I feel like us, Body Gang, Trufo, LL Cool G, Bankhead, KD, Mega, King 8, Mr. Mills, Illa, Black Gemini, Honey Shot. You know what I'm saying? It's way more people. Right. Hoodlum Gang, they got like four people in the G. All
right, like, so you just named a lot of new talent, right? And some veterans too. Mr. Mills is a vet. You know, let that be known.
Yeah, fact. I feel like you just named a lot of new talent.
Yeah, these are the faces, right? But now it's like, who is leading that charge? Who are the three niggas that's We are them niggas that's helping these niggas get on. And matter of fact, it's a two-part question. Also, is there unity with this new Midwest movement?
That's what I was going to get to next. Like a lot of the league owners, if they work, this shit would get real crazy. As far as league on is that work willing to work together. Some do, but if all of them did, like Levi, Reese, Black Eyes, Bo, Gracie, them, you know what I'm saying? Like Rodney Guy, that shit would be crazy if everybody just, you know what I'm saying? Then if all the big people that matter by his name, let it be known who was the main people of the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? It could get like that, but I feel like it's a every city or state got their people, but not the Midwest as a whole. Who?
Right, but is there a unity amongst the battlers? Of course, this is a competition. We all know that this like is a competitive thing, and everybody trying to get to where they're trying to get to, right? But is it like I don't fuck with them niggas, and we don't fuck with them, and vice versa? They don't fuck with us from this side, or is it? Hey, even though we all don't fuck with each other, I'm gonna cut you off
because I cut people off sober or not. But I'm gonna say this as a fan, because I'm not a battler, y'all battlers. As a fan, we would love to see y'all unify more. Like, we would love to see that shit. It's not much unity between y'all. If y'all not in the gang, you know, like, I guess, like, city to city, like, city, you know, they'll rep and they'll support each other if it's on some out of town shit. But within the city, you know, and that's kind of what we were talking about in the beginning, Killer and Logic. Like, we didn't really get to touch on that much because we, you know, went to the callers, but it's not really much of that. It's a lot of crab in the barrel stuff. I keep saying that because it's like that's what with us, with black people in general. You know what I'm saying? So, and it spills over into battle rap. And as a fan, I don't like to see that. We don't like to see that. Like, we want everybody to shine. Like, battle rap is better and bigger and better than actual hip hop right now, because that's some fake shit. Battle rap is like more of the really shit. You know, it's a lot of fake shit in battle rap. So we would like to see that, and I would like to know what y'all think about that. Like, how can y'all reunite? Unite, my bad. I've been drinking a lot.
But how could y'all,
you know what I'm saying? Like, what could it take for y'all to do that? Because we want to see it. As a fan, I'm telling y'all, we want to see it.
It could be a good idea that I know a kind of work is if, let's say, Gage or somebody got a battle at RBE, then us as the battlers from all over, like, you know what I'm saying, like, support come through, like, or a couple of us on the call, and we just mob out deep or some shit, like, our presence would be felt. That's what I feel. What you say a lot.
Talk that league shit
y'all was talking about, that league shit that, you know what I'm talking about, Killing Logic, that
league,
Midwest, talk that.
Or the Midwest, the Midwest leagues could battle, we could throw an event where we put on the best event, you know what I'm saying? I can't further explain it over the radio like this. It's like a blueprint.
Yes, you can, because you explained it in the fucking inbox. Explain that shit. Quit acting like you shy. Come on, man.
Nah, I explain that shit at another time, man. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to let it be known, you know what I'm saying? It's the new Midwest movement. Motherfuckers making noise. We heard it from Danny Myers. He's on these parts. He's saying motherfuckers need to pick to push. Well, my idea, I said, get on the same card. If we got to pay or whatever, just mob out and wreck shit. Go to gate, to the guard and wreck shit, all that shit.
Fact.
And y'all did that. Like, even when you joined Cartel, like, y'all was still going to Go Hard or Go Home battles, UBL, Heat Rock. Like, y'all was still doing that regardless of who y'all joined and regardless of what the beef was between the league owners. And maybe we'll talk about that another day. But y'all actually already started doing that, you know, and that kind of was beneficial and, you know, effective to what's going on now. We'll talk about that later, too. But y'all already been on that. So everybody else just needs to catch up.
Yeah. I think overall we do support each other, but you know, it's natural that us being in the same city, you know, it's just competition amongst each other. But, you know, like Killer was behind LL Cool G at, his PG, you know what I'm saying? Recently, like, you know, we share each other's shit. Like, so it's unity there. It's just that, you know, at home, you know, we want to be the best, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we be on. But when it comes to going abroad, you know what I mean? Shit, it's unity.
Yeah,
we all
up and coming. So we all up and coming. So that hunger there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you up and coming. I'm that nigga. But
fuck they talking about?
He
like
said,
it.
"Nigga, you up and coming." Nigga, you up and coming, nigga. Y'all stupid,
nigga. Nigga, we just beat DNA K-Shine, nigga. Fuck you mean?
Fact.
Dead on arrival. Fuck you mean?
Talk that shit. Okay.
Talk that crime scene shit. Fuck is you talking about?
Huh?
Boy. Hey, but yeah, man, if any callers want to pop in and shit, you know what I'm saying? Say something.
Mike D
DNA.
On the line,
414-399.
Mike D on the line. Mike D on the line, 414-399. Mike G on the line trying to get on.
399. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Danny, for fucking with us. Stay on the line.
Yeah, stay. I'm gonna leave you on the line, Danny. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe one of the listeners wanna holler at you.
Yeah, just mute me.
But
yeah, just mute me.
Okay, 414-399. Mike G on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny damn near like the unofficial voice of battle rap. But go ahead.
But
yo,
okay. Hey, you on the line, though, Mike G?
Yo, I'm from the hood, man.
Man, I knew that.
We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck.
I'm from the hood, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
Keith, hey,
what they mean?
Hey, earlier, I congratulated you on killing that nigga Tone Montana and shit, man. Congratulations on the moves you got coming up, man. Real shit.
Who this is? Logic.
This Logic, yeah.
And I watched the battle YouTube, nigga. You lucky. You a lucky guy.
That nigga was not going to take that compliment. You know he wasn't going to take that compliment.
You know, I fuck with niggas. Come on, now y'all know I fuck with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it comes to this battle rap shit, I came with my niggas, but I'm leaving with a bitch, just like coming to the club, man. I come in the battle rap world with everybody, we all cool, but when I leave, I'm that nigga, you heard.
Is it a possibility you coming back on the Cartel or what? What's good?
I already took the carry on.
Hey, nigga,
yeah,
hey, no
okay.
Slander. No young LA
Bobby
slander.
Gang.
No young LA slander.
Oh, yeah, hey, yeah, man. And how you feel about that battle with Young LA, man? It was, in case y'all didn't know, Mike G versus Young LA that happened at a Cartel event. It never dropped. How you feel about that shit, Mike G?
Who, me?
Three rounds. Yeah,
who?
How you feel about that shit, that battle?
Why you ask him that like that? Why you ask him like that?
Name?
You already know what the fuck he's going to say.
What is his name? You know
I know what the fuck
is
going
like
on,
this.
Though. I know what you're going to say, but I know what the fuck going on, but I'm going to let you talk.
You know you're on the line, right?
Come on, man. Hey,
listen, man. We
Come
gonna,
on now.
We gonna,
I don't even remember that shit, bro. Just like Showstopper. I don't remember that shit. I really don't remember that
stop
shit.
Stop it.
I killed
we don't
ever
remember when we die and come back to life. We will never remember our last life, so I hear you.
I don't want to talk about a battle y'all got the footage of, man, because y'all can easily just drop the shit. We ain't got to
John
talk about it. You know what I'm
Where John at? Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, man, I need to lower ice on
drop
to get on the line, too, man, before we get off.
I hit both of them. I'm trying to see some.
Hey,
man, dude don't want that shit to drop.
Hood, what's your
hey, Hood on here, he said he been pressing one. Can you add more than one person, killer?
Yeah, what's the number?
Okay, I'm finna ask him. Go
Hood,
ahead.
Shit, 243.
Hey, Mike, all right. Hey, Hood. Hood, you on the air, too. Hey, Mike G, man, how you feel about the Midwest and shit? Where,
the Midwest?
How you feel about what Danny, how you feel about what Danny Myers said?
What did he say about us? About, he was talking
he
about
said,
niggas
said,
that we don't even... He was talking about niggas we don't even fuck with, though, bro. Like, we don't fuck with Bird. We don't fuck with Hitman. We don't fuck with Calico. We don't fuck with niggas. They don't fuck with us. We got our own attraction coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, the new niggas that's coming from us, from the new Midwest, we got our own attraction. And they not even tapping in. Niggas from Brooklyn and Baltimore tapping in with me, dog. It ain't even niggas from the Midwest tapping in with me. That's what's so crazy.
Oh, my God.
On my life.
Hell yeah.
Them niggas don't tap in, but them niggas in Brooklyn be tapping in, though, swear to God. And them niggas out there, them niggas on the East Coast tapping in, man, because they know I'm a killer. They need killers on Smack Roster, man.
Hey,
them niggas washed up.
We got Hoodlum on the line. We got Hoodlum on the line. What's popping, man? Cartel Radio, what's popping, Hood?
Is he on the line?
Hey, my bad, Hood and Killer. John been trying to get on this motherfucker for 11 minutes.
Hey,
so I'm asking
what's his number?
Hey, I'm asking.
Hey, shit. Good looking for calling in, though, Mike G. You know what I'm saying? Keep listening and shit. We might tap you back in and shit. What's your number, though? What's your number?
I'm asking him now.
I don't know you niggas' numbers and shit by heart.
If it was
good, yeah,
I got a new phone. I got everybody number my old phone, my bad.
But yeah, man, shout out to Danny Myers for trying to drop jewels on the niggas' head, you know what I'm saying? Let us so we get to see how it looks from an outside view, you know what I'm saying? Like he ain't from the Midwest. He's just keeping it 100
hey,
how he see the shit.
Hey, John Doe is 7-9-5.
414-795. Doe, what it do? You on the air, Cartel Radio. The big
guy.
What's cracking?
The boss.
What's cracking?
Yo.
You got
dough
in the building.
Hey, you like these effects,
though? I'm trying to get like the effects, though.
Oh, man.
What's good, though?
Oh, man. Man, thanks for having me, man. I like what y'all doing.
Oh, for sure.
This your shit. What you mean? This your shit.
Only thing I don't like, don't be letting these niggas get on here and start lying, man. We ain't gonna do that.
Hey, that's why I'm talking my shit. I'm not trying to keep cutting Killer off, but John, you know me. That's why I'm talking my shit. I hear Ice a lot.
Hey,
like, fam, you on here? You know how I do.
Like, we ain't gonna get on here and let niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas get on here, they can say what they want, but they also should be checked on that lying shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Like the new Midwest movement, I fuck with that because Milwaukee is leading that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that way too.
Anybody who don't know, I done put up posts putting up racks on my niggas. I put up 2-3 G's a piece on my niggas that they can walk anybody. Midwest, West Coast, Southwest, wherever you from.
What?
Like, I put the money up.
Is that a declaration of war?
Always.
Hey, I ain't gonna front though, though. You've been calling leagues out, man. What's up? Why they don't be stepping up? What's up?
Then we have a card.
I don't know why they not stepping up.
Shout out to the niggas that we did battle.
But see, this is the thing.
Shout out to their families because they did. What you talking about?
Yeah, man, we fucked them niggas up. Shout out to Levi. That's a motherfucking homie, man. That nigga cool as shit. He took that loss like a man.
Shout out to
below. Hey, but yo, check it out, though. Like, I don't just say the Midwest is up and coming and the Midwest is behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we do. Like that's how Cartel do it. But I'm glad y'all got this radio show up and running. I'm glad y'all getting y'all opinions on shit, man, because it need to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We need a voice out here. And we gonna end up putting up an even bigger platform. You know what I'm saying? For people who can get to know the real faces of the Midwest. Because while we talking the Midwest, there's certain ballers out there who like to talk about what they did for the Midwest. I ain't never seen them niggas reach back anywhere in Milwaukee or anywhere close to it. You know what I'm saying? Kenosha, anywhere. Niggas ain't reached back this far. You know what I'm saying? We talk about what this is from the Midwest. That's why I like this new Midwest movement, because y'all get to come up together, and when y'all get to an opportunity, y'all can reach back and get each other. That's what it's about. It's not about being like, oh, I put on one person and I put on for a whole coast. Nah, bro, you didn't. You ain't do shit. You got there, you locked the door behind yourself. Man, that's what I see.
Yeah.
You know what
hey, man?
So I like the unity.
That's real shit.
I like the unity. I like to see y'all working together and putting shit out there, man. Like, I commend that. For real, for real.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Good looking. Good looking for letting us use the platform. Because, you know, we was going to try to jump off Body Gang Radio. But, you know, I already figured Cartel is the bigger platform. And plus, you know what I'm saying, it'll be a better look. I can help, you know what I'm saying, get the word out more. And Doe was with the shit.
Bro.
Good looking. Really,
bro,
really.
And
then
to get it back,
platform,
it was back.
Man.
It was lit when they was on. So now Body Gang is a bigger name. Cartel is bigger than it's ever been. So it was only right, you know, for Body to head a Body Gang to do this shit.
Bro, it's an honor. It's an honor to get y'all speaking through the platform. But one more thing I do want to talk about is that footage with Mike G versus Vaughn.
Let's go.
That's what niggas.
Fuck about it. Fuck
that's
you
what,
mean.
That's what y'all need answers to? Because I got answers. I got the footage. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
hey,
like,
no.
I.
Hey, he on here. Hey, yeah. He on here saying somebody that's sneaked this and say hey. Names. He said say names about niggas lying.
Who sneaked this in?
I told him when he was on here he ain't killed Vaughn. So I don't know what. You know, I think he's still in the, you know
hey,
what I'm saying?
Listen,
in the,
we going to get the Hula gang. We going to get Hula. We going to, look, Cartel Radio is going to be lit. I tell you,
I think we might need to do that live.
You know
we might need to do that live afterwards, Killer. We might need to do that live afterwards. And
yo,
Hood is on 414-243.
Niggas want answers. I got answers. I ain't ducking no smoke. I say names and all
man,
that.
Hey, okay.
Hold on, I got to talk to Mike G.
I know you got that Killer D versus Heartless.
Bro, we don't even have a vault, but I tell you what, anything that seems to be vaulted is vaulted for a reason. Everything is vaulted for a reason. And that Killer D versus Heartless is coming out. And that Killer D versus Heartless is coming out. And if that nigga Mike G want to get on there, click that man on there. Click his number. Let him through. He got something to say.
What's his number?
Okay,
you remember his number, Killer?
Hey, we...
John said
we
got
to the last minute.
Hey. What the fuck you talking about?
Listen, we down to the last minute, man, so I ain't finna, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas ain't finna be real.
Hey, Killer, you know what we
I'm finna click my GN. Yeah, I'm finna click my GN right now. 399, that's you to win. Mike Dizzle, what a Dizzle.
Man, I'm from the hood, man. Like I said last time, Pete. You steady talking about some shit. I'm going to keep it real with you, dog. The only reason why I've been getting mad about that shit is because I battled 3 times that weekend, and I still beat Cub. And y'all keep on saying I didn't, but y'all don't want to drop the footage. Like, what is this about? Like, you ain't saving me because I'm taking over.
Hey, yo, take this
out. Saving my
career, my nigga. It ain't that deep, though, Mike. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. Ain't nobody saying you weak or nothing.
Don't cut me off, man.
This nigga choked the whole time. I don't care about that from the hood shit. But I tell you this, though. You get on my footage and you start choking for 3 rounds, my nigga, I'm supposed to. All right, man. All right, man. All right.
I'm telling you, this ain't a screaming match.
This ain't a screaming match. This ain't a screaming match. I ain't going to be screaming with you.
My G.
All right, nigga, like I said, if I choke every round, cuz, why the fuck? Come on, man.
Everybody
Everybody got their opinions. That's why y'all don't want to upload it, because niggas was laughing at dude on the TV. That's why y'all don't want to upload it.
So you think that I want to spend my time putting a battle together that you can spend your time to prepare for? That's what you think I want
to
do?
It's crazy because you dropped Big Kenny shit and he choked every round.
You ain't Big Kenny.
I paid Big Cannon.
You ain't Big Cannon. If you can't take the time to prepare, I can't take the time to edit. All this streaming shit ain't for me, man. It ain't for me.
Another nigga choke every round.
It ain't for me.
How you gonna argue with a nigga? I ain't arguing with you, dog. I'm just speaking loud, bro. Nobody arguing with you, nigga. That's it.
Hey, we down to the last minute. So this nigga get a pass for talking loud.
That's just the way he talks. What about all the time and money I put into this shit? I'm the busiest nigga in America. And if nigga can't prepare in time to get his shit right and he choking, I'm supposed to be sitting at the computer for fucking hours to put that shit out? Come on, man. Miss me with that. Prepare. Write your shit down. Make sure your shit is good. That shit gonna come out on the channel that niggas got a standard for, bro. This ain't nothing personal. If a nigga's gonna sit there and choke, it's not gonna work.
We know that, John. Hey, John, we got 30 seconds left. We know that. We're gonna go live.
But I tell you this, though. If a nigga walk around on my stage, talk about they got better shit to do and they don't give a fuck that they choke, my nigga, I don't give a fuck to edit your shit. Straight like that. And I never
will. Straight like that.
Don't tell me you ain't had time to fucking prepare for the biggest battle of your life, my nigga. This is the biggest battle you ever had, and you walking around talking about, I don't care about this shit. Well, get the fuck off my stage, nigga. I'm not going to edit your shit. You can't prepare for me. I can't prepare for you.
That's 100.
It's simple like that, my nigga. You from the hood. I'm from the hood,
it's
too.
It's a business.
It's a business.
We down to the last few minutes. Hey, B's, who going to
You been saying
go,
that for 5 minutes, bro.
Fuck all that shit. Just go live.
We're gonna have to get you back for a full interview, man. We're gonna have to talk about this dumpster slash vault
and why you don't go in that motherfucker, because you know we know what you got going on, but we'll get to all that.
But, yeah, man, thanks to everybody for calling in, man. We're down to the last shit, the final word, man. Good looking for Danny Myers for coming through, fucking with us for the return of Cartel Radio and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
man.
Danny. Next week, we back.
We get litty. Yeah,
hey,
man,
why y'all talking
this
next week shit? Killer, go live. Go live. What are you talking about?
No, we're going to go live in the cartel room. Yeah, hey, man.
Subscribe.
You in the cartel group. Go to the cartel group right now, man. I'm about to go live.
Mike, if you on here, get on there.
John Doe,
I know you wasn't done talking your shit.
Mike G, tap it to the live. John Doe, tap it to the live. We ain't done. And subscribe to Syndicate Cartel on YouTube. We will be re-airing the show on the Cartel channel. So y'all niggas can keep it tuned, man. Shout out to New Midwest. Shout out everybody that's cooking. Shout out the mid-tier, the low-tier, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. Follow that. If you're not in the Black Ice Cartel Facebook group,
search for the shit, and it's called Black Ice Battles, and try to get up in there. They send a request. We're going to get you in because I'm about to go live, and we're going to continue the show there until then.
Yeah, let's go.
But,
back.
Yeah, man.
We out. Peace.
Cartel,
we
ho.
We out this bitch, man. Cartel, ho.
Yeah. I said Cartel, ho.
No, we good.
Y'all hear my cat?
Yeah.